And now, ladies and gentlemen, as you please rise, remove your caps and honor America for the singing of our national anthem, performed tonight by Vivian Gordon.
Well, after one of the quickest games we've had in quite a while in the Carolina League, especially for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, it's time to get game two of this three-game set underway from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston, South Carolina, as the Ballers look to get back in the win column. They haven't done it since last season, as they fell last night in their opener to the Charleston River Dogs. We'll get going here in just a moment as we are set and ready to play baseball. Hi, good friends. Dan Helody here, bringing you the broadcast here on the MILB First Pitch app and our stream at kcballers.com. Free, of course, just audio only, but we'll give you all the action here as the Ballers look to get back in the win column. Riku Nishida is going to lead things off. He'll face the right-hander Chandler Murphy on the mound for the Charleston River Dogs in game two of this three-game weekend set. Nishida leads things off. Albertson Asian, the center fielder, bats second. And batting third will be the right fielder, Caden Connor. All to face the righty, Chandler Murphy. Again, Ballers falling last night 2-0 in a very fast game. An hour and 56 minutes. Not often you get a sub-2-hour game. Nonetheless, we did it. And we'll see what happens tonight. First pitch delivered at 6:06 p.m. We're underway here in Charleston, I should say. So grab a drink and sit back and relax and enjoy as we have Cannonballers baseball for you. The second pitch of the night is a little bit outside. It's a 2-0 count. Now on the leadoff batter, Riku Nishida. Nishida, Asihan, and Connor to start it off for manager Pat Leland, as first two pitches were a ball. So the third pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Chandler Murphy, the righty, working at a good pace. 2-1 delivered. It is on the inside corner, and Nishida now works with an even 2-2 count. Nishida, the leadoff batter, playing left field. Albertson, Asihan, batting second, is the center fielder. 2-2. Just been outside at 91 miles an hour. Count will run full on Nishida. Caden Connor in right field. That's third. Batting fourth, shortstop Arxi Hernandez. Batting fifth is the DH Rony Hernandez. Full count offering Nishida. Poke down the left field line. That'll drop and roll all the way to the wall. Nishida's going to go extra bases. He'll round ahead for second and pull up there as he has a stand-up double to lead things off. Ballers in business now with a leadoff double. Doubles their hit count on of the year already. And just like that, a runner on second for Albertson, a C-in. Getting just one hit last night for Kannapolis. Nishida gets the second hit of the season for the Ballers. First extra base hit. And he's on second with a leadoff double. Albertson, a C in bats. Caden Connor is on deck. Rounding out the rest of the order for Kannapolis. Hernandez in that five spot is Rony Hernandez. Batting sixth is the catcher in Luis Pineda. His first pitch to a C in his in there for a called strike. 7-8-9, it's Edric Felix at third base, batting seventh. Batting eighth is the first baseman, Mikey Kane. And batting ninth, making his season debut, is Javier Mora at second base. As a C-in taps the 0-1 back to the mound, Murphy Fields. He'll flip to first. Nishida's going to take off for third. So the runner advances on a little ground ball back to the pitcher. It's a 1-3 put out. So one down, runner moves to third. And Caden Connor has an RBI opportunity with one down. Lefty Caden Connor in right field today. Under the leadership of Pat Leland, the Kannapolis Cannonballers manager in his second season. Opposite the Charleston River Dogs. Chandler Murphy on the mound, 6'3" righty. Throws a four seam, a two seam, a cutter, changeup, and a two seamer. Four seam, two seam, cutter, and a changeup. Red Weird in the game notes. Full credit Jason Kemp for that one. 1-0. Tapped over into second base. Fielded well. Play at the plate. Nishida slides in. He's safe. Play at second base by Polanco, and he threw to home. Nishida slides in just under the tag, and it's an RBI for Caden Connor. It'll go down as a fielder's choice for him to reach the base at first, but Nishida slides in safely, and the Ballers have taken the lead just three batters into this one. Sean Smedley, the manager for Charleston, already coming out to talk as he didn't like the call, but nonetheless, it is a base knock for Caden Connor, not a hit on the scoreboard, but it is a fielder's choice. So one on, one down, and it'll be the shortstop, Arxi Hernandez, to bat. Just like that, three batters in. Ballers take a 1-0 lead here in Charleston against this righty Chandler Murphy. Good lead at first for Connor. First pitch to Arxi is swung on and fouled off his foot. It's a 0-1 count. Murphy, 6'3", 200-pound righty. He is 23 years of age. Born in Glendale, Arizona, product of Missouri in the SEC. So knows how to play with some tough competition. The SEC, of course, a pretty loaded baseball conference. A 12th round pick in 2023 by the Tampa Bay Rays. As this one's lined sharply up to second, Polanco has trouble on the transfer. He makes the grab, though, for the out. He tried to throw it over to first, but Connor was kind of dancing at the bag. But Polanco makes the play, and on the transfer drops the ball. But the infield umpire in Tyler Green says it was on the transfer that he dropped it. So Arxi Hernandez gets a line out in the book, so two down. And Connor stays put at first. So one on and two out, and a lefty bat of Rony Hernandez will bat. Hectic start here in Charleston to this one as Hernandez swings at the first pitch. This one's blooped into center. That'll drop in front of the center fielder Mateo and be another base knock. Just like that, two hits for Kannapolis in this inning. Hernandez to first and to second goes Caden Connor, and the carousel wheels keep on turning. So two on and two down for Luis Pineda, the catcher. Sixth batter of the inning for Chandler Murphy in this first inning. As Kannapolis has come out swinging, and they're kind of finding success with this ambush game strategy against this Ronnie Chandler Murphy. First pitch to Pineda. This one's skied in the right center field. Hit well. Backtracking is the right fielder Myers on the warning track. Makes the grab. Had to reach up and get it, but he does make the play. And that is the third out of the top of the first inning. Oh, my goodness. We're going to catch our breaths. Nishida, leadoff double. Peyton Gunner, a fielder's choice. And then a run comes across the plate as Nishida slides in safely under the tag of the catcher, Brecker. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Bottom of the first we come. It'll be the River Dogs at bat when we come back on the Ballers at Baseball Network here in Charleston. It's 1-0. Good guys on top.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, be sure you join the Kannapolis Cannonballers at Atrium Health Ballpark April 9th through 14th at Atrium Health Ballpark. Opening week going on as the Kannapolis Cannonballers host the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Be sure to grab your tickets and come enjoy the first homestand of the season with us. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267. Again, 704-932-3267. Already an action-packed first inning here in Charleston as the Ballers pick up a pair of base knocks. Riku Nishida and Aroni Hernandez already with base hits tonight as it's 1-0 Kannapolis. Bottom of the first we go, and the lefty Lucas Gordon takes the bump for the Ballers opposite the River Dogs, and O'Daly's Peguero steps in to lead things off. Lucas Gordon's first pitch of the night is a breaking ball hacked and a missed. It's an 0-1 count. Lucas Gordon on the bump, 6'1", 195-pound southpaw. Born in San Diego, California, calls L.A. home, though. He played at high school, he played college ball at Texas, as this grounder to short is muffed by Arxi Hernandez, and reaching first will be O'Daly's Peguero. So Peguero's on, and it is an E6 in the scorebook. So one on and nobody out as Arxi Hernandez has some trouble at short, and that'll set things up for Trey Morgan. Trey Morgan in left field now. He was at first base yesterday, his natural position. And Sean Smedley, the manager for Charleston, moves him over as Gordon will check on the runner at first. That lefty pickoff attempt has some movement, but he is unable to grab him, so it's still a fresh count on Trey Morgan. One on and a fresh count for Morgan, the lefty bat. Gordon's pitch is up and inside. It's chin music on Trey Morgan. It's 1-0. Trey Morgan, the left fielder, batting second. Batting third is Wu Shin, first baseman. Batting fourth in the cleanup spot is Angel Mateo in center field. Batting fifth, making his season debut, right fielder Noah Myers for the River Dogs. As the 1-0 is a bit up and away on the fastball, it's 2-0. Batting sixth is Carlos Colmenares, the DH tonight. Batting seventh in the shortstop spot is Ricardo Gonzalez. Brian Brecker, the catcher, bats eighth. And batting ninth is Narciso Polanco at second base for Charleston, as this one is hummed in for a strike. It's 2-1 now on the left fielder, Trey Morgan. Lucas Gordon making his first start of the season, as we expect. It is the second game of the season, as check on the runner is not in time. He did make two appearances at the end of last season. He pitched 5 1/3 total innings, gave up just 4 hits, 3 walks, and struck out 6 in 2 different outings, a 0 ERA. Runner going on the 2-1, pitch is swung on and tapped foul by Trey Morgan, as they're going to appeal and say catcher's interference on Luis Pineda, looks like. So Pineda is going to get charged with a CI in my scorebook, and then a second will go Peguero. So now 2 on for the River Dogs, and Wu Shin's going to bat. So catcher interference is the call that moves now Peguero to second, and Trey Morgan is put at first base. So Lucas Gordon already in a little bit of trouble. We'll see what he can cook up here on the bump. Schindler grounds this first pitch to third. Muffed at third by Edric Felix, but he makes quick work, recovers, and steps on the bag at third for the five unassisted. First out is had. Peguero is out, and Wu Shin reaches on the fielder's choice. So just a little bit of offense for Charleston, but still runners at second and first, and now one down for Angel Mateo. We'll give you the quick defensive setup for the Kannapolis Cannonballers today. Left to right, it's Nishida, Asihan, and O'Connor. In the infield, left to right, Felix, Arxi Hernandez, Mora, and Kane. And behind the dish is Luis Pineda. First pitch to Mateo, popped in foul ground. Pineda after on the warning track in front of the first base dugout, makes the grab for the out. Just like that, a P2 in the book, two down, and Noah Myers, right fielder, will bat. Lucas Gordon certainly being met with some opposition here, certainly being met with some difficulty, but has done well so far in the face of adversity. Four-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, curveball, cutter for the lefty, the former Texas Longhorn. His first pitch to the lefty bat of Noah Myers is in the dirt, blocked by Pineda. Count is 1-0. Ballers in the Red Tops today. You say Red Tops, wait a second. Well, they're in the Bull Weevils tops, Piedmont Bull Weevils. Throwback uniforms. As Gordon's 1-0 is lifted into right field, can of corn for Caden Connor. He'll freeze, has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out number three, and F9 in my scorebook, and Lucas Gordon has turned things around. That is the end of the first inning in Charleston. Still 1-0 Ballers. We'll turn things over. Top of the second, Felix, Kane, and Mora. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from the Joe in Charleston. Edric Felix leads things off, top of the second inning here at the Joe, as the Ballers lead 1-0 quickly here. It is Kannapolis on top as they turn things over to the 7-8-9 spots in the lineup, and wasting no time, Edric Felix blasts this one into the right center. That'll drop and hit the warning track in the wall for extra bases. Headed to second, he will pull up there, and just as they did in the first inning, it's a stand-up double to start the frame. Edric Felix with his first hit of the season. Runner on second and nobody down. First baseman Mikey Kane due up. So Nishida led off the first inning with a double standing up, and Edric Felix says, I want in on it too. It's a very hard line drive out in that right center gap here at the Joe, where there's a lot of open space. The center fielder Mateo kind of shifted a little bit to that left center gap. Left, right center wide open, and Edric Felix just kind of put it out there. Chandler Murphy still on the mound for the River Dogs. His first pitch to Mikey Kane is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Mikey Kane, one of many, many Cannonballers last night who was 0-for. Only one guy had a hit last night. It was Matt Hogan with a third-inning single. Kane pokes this one into shallow center. Might be a tough play. Second baseman Polanco backtracks, and he makes the grab for the out. P4 in the scorebook. Runner stays put at second. It's Felix. So one down, and Javier Mora will stand in. Already can see a little bit of a different approach tonight for the Cannonballers that we didn't see last night. Guys are swinging early in the count. They're just kind of ambushing Chandler Murphy, who's throwing a lot of first-pitch fastballs. Mora will bat for the first time in this season. He did spend some of last year with Kannapolis, as his first pitch in the dirt blocked by the catcher in a Brecker for the first ball of the at-bat. Javier Mora again, second season with Kannapolis. 19 games last year, batted 203 with 13 hits. Struck out 26 times in his 19 games. Good lead at second for Edrick Felix. 1-0 to Mora. This one is corkscrew to second. Polanco makes the play, sets and throws to first in time for the out. Moves the runner, though, so a productive ground out at that. A 4-3 grounder is the second out. Mora is retired, but moving up is Edrick Felix. So runner on third, two out. Top of the order, Riku Nishida will stand in. Riku Nishida will bat as the baller is looking for another run across the board against this righty Chandler Murphy, who has already had his back against the wall against these ballers. First pitch fastball in there for a called strike. Nishida takes all the way. It's 0-1. Nishida led things off with a double to start tonight's action here at the Joe. 0-1, Nishida shows bunt, pulls it back as it was outside, a 1-1 count. Chandler Murphy, former Missouri Tiger, spent last year in the Complex League. Just three games, three innings, four strikeouts, and walked three. 1-1 in Nishida. Just a bit low and outside. Looked like a cutter off the arm of Murphy. So it's a 2-1 count. 81 miles an hour. Had to be some sort of a cutter. He's got two different fastballs, a cutter and a changeup. As he'll step off on the mound and buy Nishida some more time. Edrick Felix is your runner at third. 2-1 on the way from the righty. Breaking ball tried to be framed by Brecker. Instead, it moves to a hitter's count, 3-1. Center fielder Mateo again shading to that left center gap for Charleston. 3-1 fastball right down Broadway for a called strike. Count is full on Riku Nishida. Quickly set the defense for Charleston for you, as we didn't in the first inning. Morgan, Mateo, and Myers left to right in the outfield. In the infield, Peguero, Gonzalez, Polanco, and Shin. Behind the dish is Brian Brecker for the righty and Chandler Murphy. Good lead at third for Felix. 3-2. Just a bit outside for ball four. Nishida's on pace for the second time today. He had a double and now a free pass. He's on, and that'll be two on and two out for Albertson Asian. Nishida took that fastball all the way, and pretty much everybody on the field in white thought it was strike three. Instead, Nishida prevails. As mentioned, ballers in the red tops. Going with the gray pants, blue caps, red brim with our beloved mustachioed mascot Boomer on the front of the cap. First pitch is in there to Asian for a called strike one. River Dogs, white tops, white pants, all blue caps. It is their home logo on the front. The Charlie the River Dog. Another check on the runner, not in time. As Nishida with a good lead at first. Murphy setting them up. Nishida takes off for second on the 1-0. This one is inside, throwing to second, and they got him. Nishida is gunned out at second base. A nice throw from the catcher, Brecker, and Nishida is caught stealing on a 2-4 putout for the third out, and that will be a resumption of the at-bat for Asian when we come back on the top of the third. But before we get there, we got to play the bottom of the second, so it'll be Colmenares, Gonzalez, and Brecker. We'll take a break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's 1-0 Kannapolis here in Charleston.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, be sure to join the Kannapolis Cannonballers on opening night, Tuesday, April 9th at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be one of the first fans through the gates to receive your free magnet schedule and enjoy post-game fireworks to celebrate the start of baseball season. The Ballers begin their home schedule on Tuesday, April 9th against the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch is at 6 p.m. Be sure you visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 for tickets. 0-1 count on Carlos Colmenares, the leadoff batter this inning for Charleston, as Lucas Gordon in his second inning of work gets the ball, and he delivers the 0-1 a bit outside. A 1-1 count on the shortstop playing DH today. It's Carlos Colmenares. Lefty-lefty matchup. Gordon will work from the line. 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball a bit outside, snagged by Pineda. It is a 2-1 count. Gordon, a sixth-round pick in 2023 out of Texas. Been pretty highly touted since he started playing baseball pretty seriously. Was a part of the Team USA baseball programs in 2017 of the 15U team and then 2019 of the 18U team. Was also a high school all-star in 2019 in Cleveland. 3-1 to Colmenares is a bit outside for ball four, leadoff walk. So one on for Charleston. Lucas Gordon has his first walk of the day on the bump. Ricardo Gonzalez will now bat. So Gordon has allowed just about every different means of reaching base for Charleston, except for the most pure one in many ways. Still a zero where it counts as this fastball is up and inside to Gonzalez, a 1-0 count. An error, a catcher's interference, and a fielder's choice in the first inning. And then a leadoff walk here to Carlos Colmenares. 1-0 from Gordon. Broken bat, liner up the middle, snagged by Gordon. He'll flip back over to first, but Gordon threw the ball away, and it gets loose down the right field line. Kane will field and throw to second. Did they get the runner? This they did! What a play at first by Mikey Kane. He threw the ball back in, and the play at second, they nail the runner, Colmenares, and it's two down after one of the wildest plays I think we've seen in a long time. An L1 from Gonzalez is the first out, and then a throwing mishap. It's not an error. It's just a mishap from Lucas Gordon. Throw goes wild, so it goes down as a 1-3-6 put out of Colmenares at second. Two down, and the batter is Brian Brecker. First pitch is a called strike. It's 0-1. Oh, my goodness. How about that for some action here in this bottom of the second? 0-1. Fastball up and away, even at 1-1. On to Brian Brecker, the catcher. So Colmenares is put out on a 1-3-6. As Arcee Hernandez came back and was able to make the tag. Pitch hacked and a missed, 1-2. As Brian Brecker goes flailing and missing an off-speed pitch from Lucas Gordon. He'll wind and deliver the 1-2. Just a bit inside, another breaking ball, even at 2-2. So it goes down as a double play, technically. As Gonzalez lined out to Gordon, and then a 1-3-6 play on a bit of a wild throw. Pitch outside, count runs full. On the catcher, Brecker. Nine-hole batter, Narciso Polanco, is on deck for Charleston. Full count, here's the pitch. Tapped foul off the protective netting. Brecker will get another one. So technically a double play. First one of the year turned by Kannapolis. As they hold a 1-0 lead in this bottom of the second inning. Pleasure to have you join us. Is our second game of the season. Two of 132. Not broadcasts, but games. 3-2. Inside corner, ring him up. Got him looking cold. Strike three. Brian Brecker will have a seat. That's the first punch out of the day for Lucas Gordon. And the Ballers so far so good today. Some good work on the bump from Lucas Gordon. And the Ballers are showing up at the plate as we'll turn it over to third. It'll be a C in Connor and Hernandez. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. It's 1-0 Kannapolis. Albertson Asian, Caden Connor, Arcee Hernandez due up in this top of the third inning here in Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston. Chandler Murphy back on the mound. First pitch delivered to Asian is inside for a called strike on the corner. It is a strike one call, 0-1, and working now Murphy's pitch. This one's tapped foul. It'll be quickly now an 0-2 count on Albertson Asian. Again, Asian, Connor, and Arcee Hernandez. Two up in this top of the third. Ballers on top, 1-0. Pitch delivered, big swing and a miss from Asian. First strikeout of the day for Chandler Murphy. It's a swing and a miss from Asian. He's now 0-2 today. One down, and due up is Caden Connor. So Caden Connor will stand in with nobody on base and one down. He reached on a fielder's choice, drove a run in as well. In that first inning, it was Nishida crossing the plate. Pitch delivered, Murphy working at a good pace. First pitch in there for a called strike. Ballers with three hits tonight. That was exactly how many hits both sides had in last night's game. As Connor puts a bunt down, it'll land foul though. Count is now 0-2. And just two hits on the night for Charleston last night. Three. And then Kannapolis had one. It was a pitcher's duel in the last night's opening night action. 0-2 from Murphy to Connor as a fastball upstairs. It is 1-2. And a busy night in the Carolina League. Five other games going on. All but one of them are in progress. 1-2. Connor fouls this one off. Keep the count at 1-2. Caden Connor, 19th round pick in 2023 by the Chicago White Sox. Played ball at Cal State Fullerton. 1-2. Ripped high and foul down the third baseline, and it'll stay 1-2. Caden Connor led the Cal State Fullerton Titans last year in batting average at .330 and slugging percentage at .504. Not too shabby. 1-2. This one is roped on a line to second, but diving in the blank of the play is Polanco. It is a L4 in the scorebook. Two down now. And Arcee Hernandez will stand in. Polanco dove for that ball at second, but he almost had a short arm, kind of like a T-Rex, like a dinosaur. Like a dinosaur. He had a short arm it a little bit as he dove for the ball. But he made the play. Arxie Hernandez will loop this one into shallow right. That's going to drop for a base knock on the first pitch. And Arxie Hernandez is on base for the first time this season. He's on with a two-out bloop single. One on and two down for Aroney Hernandez. Arxie had to fight that one off as he kind of turned on it. Another one that he kind of had a short arm. But he got it over the infield and in front of Myers by a wide margin. So one on, two out. Aroney Hernandez will bat for the Cannonballers. First pitch, fastball outside corner. It's 0-1. Ballers with four hits on the board. They've got a hit in every inning against this Ronnie Chandler Murphy. 0-1. Just a bit up and away. It's 1-1. Aroney Hernandez has one of those hits, a single back in the first inning. Good lead at first for Arxie. 1-1. Tapped over the head of Murphy to the shortstop in Gonzalez. He'll field and step and throw to first is safe. But he tapped the bag at second, so it is the third out. They kept playing the play, and there were two outs. So they tapped at second. Arxie is put out on a 6-U, put out for the third out. Makes Ronnie Hernandez just a FC in the scorebook to no avail. Well, the Ballers get a little offense going. A base knock from Arxie Hernandez, but no runs on the board. It'll send it to the bottom of the third. It'll be 9-1-2 due up for Charleston. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. It is Ballers on top, 1-0 over the River Dogs. Narciso Polanco leads things off for the Charleston River Dogs in this bottom of the third inning. Ballers on top, 1-0, as Lucas Gordon returns the mound. Pitch delivered. It is a pitch just a bit upstairs. A 1-0 count on Narciso Polanco, the second baseman. Lucas Gordon back on the bump, working from the line. Here's the 1-0. It is a fastball just a bit low. Count is 2-0. Narciso Polanco making his first appearance of the year. Lefty bat. International free agent signee in 2022 by the Tampa Bay Rays. As this one's lined to first, Mikey Kane nicks the grab. It's a L3 in the book, so one down. And due up now, top of the order, it's O'Daly's Peguero. So O'Daly's Peguero. Lead it off for the River Dogs. He has one out on the board. Pitch in there for a called ball up and in. A 1-0 count. So far, so good for Lucas Gordon. Just one strikeout, but he has looked sharp. 1-0 a bit outside. It's now 2-0. He's played to contact. Been a lot of contact in this game for both sides. Just one strikeout for Chandler Murphy as well. 2-0 from the line, Gordon's pitch. Inside corner for a called strike at 78 miles an hour. It's 2-1. We'll get you a look at the out-of-town scores in the Carolina League in this bottom of the third inning. Top of the eighth inning in down east already. The Wood Ducks and Lynchburg Hillcats are scoreless as this one's fouled off. Counts 2-2 on O'Daly Spagaro. Scoreless in down east. Top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the second in Salem. Scoreless between the Red Sox and the Carolina Mudcats. Top of the third in Augusta. The Green Jackets trail 2-1 to the Columbia Fireflies. 2-2 outside. Cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. O'Daly Spagaro takes a peek at strike three. That's out number two. And strikeout number two for Lucas Gordon. So two strikeouts and two outs for Trey Morgan, the left fielder, will bat. They just went to the bottom of the third in Augusta. It's 2-1 Columbia over the Green Jackets. And then top of the third, scoreless game in Myrtle Beach where the Pelicans host the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. As Morgan will take the first pitch from Gordon a bit low, it's a 1-0 count. 7:05 is the start time for the final game on today's slate. It's Delmarva at Fredericksburg with a 7:05 start. Pitch is in there to Morgan. 1-1 on the left fielder. In Kannapolis, one of three teams in the South Division to fall yesterday. As the breaking ball a bit outside, 2-1. Kannapolis joins Columbia and Myrtle Beach to have dropped their opener yesterday in the South Division. 2-1 from Gordon. Big swing and a miss from Trey Morgan. It is 2-2. Trey Morgan reached on a catcher's interference in the first inning. He's got a 2-2 count with two outs against Lucas Gordon. From the line, here's the offering. Tapped foul. We'll do another one at 2-2. Trey Morgan, the third rounder out of LSU. Played with a couple of good baseball players with the Tigers. Might have heard of Paul Skeens, Tommy White, Dylan Cruz, among others. 2-2 from the line, pitch deliver. Meek swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, Lucas Gordon, with a 1-2-3 frame. He's picked up three strikeouts in the last four batters, and he is working in rhythm today on the bump for Kannapolis. We're through three. To the top of the fourth we go. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Live from Charleston, it is 1-0. Good guys on top.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, be sure you join the Kannapolis Cannonballers at Atrium Health Ballpark for all of our amazing weekly homestand promotions from $2 Tuesdays to kick off the homestand, Thirsty Thursdays, and fireworks on every Friday and Saturday night. There's something fun for all ages at a Kannapolis Cannonballers game. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267 to grab your tickets today. Luis Pineda leads things off. Edric Felix, Mikey Kane to follow here in this top of the fourth inning. Chandler Murphy back on the mound. His first pitch to Pineda has been inside. It's a 1-0 count on the Polar's catcher. Luis Pineda flew out in his first at-bat. He'll swing at the 1-0 and miss. It's even now at 1-1 on Pineda. Murphy struck out just one batter so far in today's action. As he'll offer the 1-1, swing and a miss with a fastball. It's 1-2. 12th rounder out of Missouri, made three appearances last year. with the Complex League Rays. Two against the Braves, one against the Pirates. From the wind, he'll offer the 1-2 to Pineda. This one's fouled off straight back. It is now still a 1-2 count. Luis Pineda made the opening day roster last year as well here in Kannapolis. Probably would have moved up by now had he stayed healthy last year. The 1-2 is a bit outside. It is 2-2. Pineda ended up getting hurt in early June. A knee injury kept him off the field. 2-2 delivered. Check swing. Did he go around? No, says infield umpire in Tyler Green. Counts now runs full. Pineda had five multi-hit games before he got hurt last season, and he just couldn't get back to action as he'll rope this 3-2 into right center. That'll drop for a base knock, and it'll be a single to lead things off in the fourth inning for Luis Pineda. He's got his first hit of the day. One on, nobody out, and Hendrick Felix, who's already got a double today, will bat with nobody out. So Hendrick Felix will bat with Pineda at first. Not a huge speed threat is Luis Pineda. Just a guy that is able to get on base and move. As check on the first pitch is a bit in the dirt block by the catcher Brecker. It is 1-0 on Hendrick Felix. Gonna double the lead off the second inning. The ballers have picked up a base hit to lead off three of their four innings today on offense. Not too shabby as the 1-0 is lifted high and foul. Count is 1-1. You can see a little bit more of a ambush-style offense today from Kannapolis. They're swinging a lot more today. They're trying to make contact. Last night, it just seemed like nobody was swinging. 1-1 of the way. This one's lifted into left field. Should stay in the ballpark. Morgan backtracks on the warning track. Will make the grab. Finally, ball just never kept stopping out there in left. It just kept drifting. There's no wind today here in Charleston. The ball kept flying, though, as it's an F7 for Hendrick Felix. One down runner still at first, and it's Mikey Kane due up.
First baseman, number seven, Mikey Kane.
So Felix got a good hold of the pitch from Murphy. As Felix is retired, now Kane due up. He'll swing at the first pitch, tap to short. Might be a tough play. Gonzalez will field to second for one on to first, and he does not get the double play. He does get the out at second, so Pineda is retired on a 6-U putout. He kind of fielded it in front of the bag and then backtracked to the second base bag to make the tag and then threw to first, and that's probably what delayed it. He probably should have underhanded it to his second baseman, Polanco. Instead, it's in the second out, and that's all he can get. A fielder's choice for Kane, so he'll reach. And now due up is the nine-hole batter, Javier Mora. First pitch to Mora is a bit inside. Count is 1-0. He grounded out to the second baseman, Polanco, in his first at-bat of the day. 1-0 count on Mora. Pitch deliver. Lifted high and foul down the first baseline. Count is 1-1. Murphy working from the stretch, 1-1 count. Pitch to Mora, broken bat, tapper foul down the third baseline, and Mora will have to grab a new set of lumber. Count is 1-2. Murphy, 3 2/3, one walk and one strikeout. He has allowed one run on five hits so far today as well, as Mora will grab a new bat. We're in number 40 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The runner at first is Mikey Kane. 1-2 pitch. Fastball up and in. Almost hit Mora in the chinny chin chin. And it's 2-2. Top of the order, Riku Nishida waiting on deck for the Ballers, who lead 1-0 in this top of the fourth against the Charleston River Dogs. 2-2. Another broken bat grounded to short, played by Gonzalez. He'll field and asked to throw hard over the first in time for the out. So a 6-3 ground out. But Javier Mora, I think more tragically, has broken two bats today, as we'll see what he has to do to grab some more lumber down in the dugout. Well, nonetheless, we'll worry about that after this bottom of the fourth inning. We'll be right back. Wu Shin, Angel Mateo, and Noah Myers to bat against the lefty Lucas Gordon on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back from Charleston. Wu Shin leads it off here for the Charleston River Dogs in this bottom of the fourth inning. Lucas Gordon on the bump. His first pitch of the bottom of the fourth is a bit outside. A 1-0 count now on the first baseman, Wu Shin. Mateo and Myers to follow here in the frame for the Charleston River Dogs. Lucas Gordon works on the mound. 1-0 pitch is just a bit outside. Try to fastball. It's 2-0. Ballers lead 1-0. They're out hitting Charleston 5-2 a number. Can't say that number. Can't say it. We're not going to. 2-0 to Shin is on the inside corner. 2-1. Mateo and Myers to follow. And Shin reached on a fielder's choice in that first inning of work. That was a weird inning. 2-1 is a bit inside. 3-1. Now for Wu Shin. Lucas Gordon working with three strikeouts today. 3-1. This one is a bit outside for a ball four. And that'll be a leadoff walk now as the River Dogs have a base runner. Wu Shin is on base. And now Angel Mateo, center fielder, will bat. So Angel Mateo will bat as Gordon will offer the pitch. This one is inside, a 1-0 count. As Shin's at first. Gordon working from the third base side of the rubber, so trying to force his fastball inside on Mateo, and it works there as this one swung on a missed. It's 1-1. Gordon will work from the line pitch delivered as before that check on the runner, not in time. Shin at first base. Taking the aggressive lead over there. Gordon will set with the 1-1 pitch on the way. Fouled off straight back, it's 1-2. On Mateo, he popped out to the catcher in the first inning of action today. Left fielder Nishida playing pretty deep out there in left. Right fielder Connor not playing too much in the way of deep. Gordon's 1-2 runner going. Swing and a miss at the plate. Throw it a second. Did they get him? No. Shins in there safely by a mile of the stolen base, but Lucas Gordon has another strikeout. It's his fourth of the day. One down now and a runner on second for the River Dogs. Noah Myers will bat. 4th punch out of the day for Lucas Gordon as Noah Myers will bat, second at-bat of his day. Born in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. And he's playing the Toronto Maple Leafs goal song every time he steps to the plate. That's some funny stuff. As this one's on the outside corner for a called strike, it's 0-1. Pretty much the only guy scoring on the Toronto Maple Leafs is Austin Matthews, let's be real. Leads the league in goals, yes. Got to give credit where credit's due. Those of you who don't know, Dan Alody, myself, big hockey guy. 0-1 is in there, called strike, 0-2. Noah Myers, actually a Carolina guy in the method of college. Played his college ball on the other side of the state, in the USC Upstate. Spartans in the Big South Conference, 0-2. Gordon will throw this one in the dirt, blocked by Pineda. It is a 1-2 count on Noah Myers. Myers a free agent signee in 2024. Here by the Tampa Bay Rays. Signed him out of independent ball. He was playing with the Evansville Otters in the Frontier League. He was hitting 322. 1-2 in the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. About 5 punch outs for Lucas Gordon. Another punch out. So 2 down. 5 on his day. And Carlos Colmenares will bat with a runner at second. So Lucas Gordon has struck out 5 of his last 7 batters he's faced. And that's all 5 of his strikeouts today. So really a true testament to settling in. Colmenares will swing and miss at the first pitch he sees. A changeup. It's 0-1. Carlos Colmenares talked a little bit last night about how much he struggled at home last year compared to on the road. He hit actually kind of decent on the road, 238. But then at home here in Charleston, he batted just 154. As he'll foul this second pitch off, it's 0-2, just like that. Time called. As Colmenares will reset. He was 1-for-3 last night, stole a base, and had an RBI single, one of 2 runs to cross for Charleston in last night's action. 0-2 count, 2 outs. Lucas Gordon looking to get out of the inning. Runner on second is Wu Shin. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs, and we'll have to do another one at 1-2. Colmenares was a $3 million signee in 2021 by the Rays. He reached as high as the number 13 overall prospect entering last season, but he's dropped off the rankings as a whole. 1-2 tap foul. It is now still 1-2. And he was a pretty highly touted signee for the Rays out of San Felipe, Venezuela. Still such a young guy, born November 15th, 2003. Gordon sets, 1-2. Fastball just about outside. It's 2-2, even as your count. Colmenares narrowly escaped that one as Gordon tried to work a fastball outside. Shin with a good lead at second. 2-2 count, 2 outs. Bottom 4 ballers lead, 1-0. Here's the pitch. In there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike 3. Lucas Gordon, 6 punch outs in his last 8 batters. He's been on fire so far through this one, and the ballers hold on to the lead. We'll go to a break. We'll be right back. It's the 5th inning, top of the order. Nishida, Cian, and Connor, we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. 1-0, Kannapolis on top.
Dance.
Top of the order, Riku Nishida leads it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's the top of the fifth here in Charleston. Ballers lead 1-0 in what's been a bit of a fun one as the Ballers have found success on both sides today. Lucas Gordon, the story so far, 6 punch-outs through 4 innings. He has looked superb, and the offense has helped him a little bit too as the first pitch to Nishida is in there with a called strike one. Chandler Murphy in his fifth inning of action is on the mound for Charleston. 0-1 showing bunt. Nishida does a little bit of that little bunt swing, whatever that is. 0-2 your count as he missed it. He shows bunt, and then he kind of flails at it. It's not quite a swing, but he shows bunt and then goes around on it. 0-2, this one is poked foul. That'll end up in the seats, and a guy just missed the catch. Dude, come on. It wasn't a very hard hit ball, but guy. He just missed a catch. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch to Nishida. Tap towards third. That one gets by the third baseman, Peguero, and it lands fair down in the line in left. Morgan will field. Nishida thought it was foul, so he pulled up at first. It's still fine, though. It's a single for Riku, and he's got a multi-hit game, a single to lead it off. And now due up will be Albertson Asian. So Albertson Asian. Will bat with nobody out and one on in Riku Nishida. Murphy's first pitch is a fastball a bit inside, a 1-0 count to Albertson Asian. Asian, a fascinating story. Batted like over 300. Not like over 300, he did bat over 300 in 40-something games last year with Salem in the Carolina League as he taps this one foul, counts 1-1. Albertson Asian in 42 games last year with Salem, 41 hits, he batted 318. And then exactly a week ago, the Red Sox just cut him as a broken bat liner on the 1-1. This one's loops in front of Polanco at second. He'll throw to the bag at second for the out, but Asian will reach on a fielder's choice. A bit of a line drive that just stopped in midair and bounced in front of Polanco, the second baseman. So a 4-6 put out of Nishida is the first out. Asian reaches on the fielder's choice. So one on, one out, and Caden Connor will bat. Bit of a weird play, another broken bat for the Cannonballers tonight. Hopefully that new shipment of bats arrived in time for Tuesday. It's Caden Connor will take the first pitch he sees of it outside, a 1-0 count. Connor today 0-4-2. He did reach on a fielder's choice in the first. He lined out in the third. Asian takes off on the 1-0. Pitch is a strike at the plate. Throwing a second in. They get him. Yes, they did. A tag in there. Got him in the left hand. And Asian is put out. A 4-6 put out of Albertson Asian. So two outs now. 2-6 on the caught stealing. Caden Connor has a 1-1 count in the plate. And in an inning that looked really good for Kannapolis, all of a sudden, tides have turned. 1-1. Connor checks swings, but he pulls up and counts 2-1. Good work by Connor to not completely fly the bat around. Lefty bat. We're going to turn on a bit on the pitch. 2-1. Lifted high and foul. As this one will land on the roof and roll back into the seats.
I'm coming back. You're okay.
2-2 count with two outs. Marcy Hernandez, shortstop, awaits on deck. Ballers lead 1-0, 2-2, grounded up the middle. To his left goes Gonzalez. He'll field set his feet, throw to first, and dug out by Shin at first for the out. 6-3 put out is the third out, an unconventional 1-2-3 inning for the River Dogs on defense, but they'll turn it over now. Bottom of the fifth we go. Gonzalez, Brecker, and Polanco will face Lucas Gordon, who struck out 6 batters in his last 8 faced. We'll see what he can do in the fifth. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Charleston. It's 1-0. Kannapolis leading over the River Dogs.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ricardo Gonzalez will lead it off for the Charleston River Dogs. Bottom of the fifth inning we go. Lucas Gordon back on the mound, who has looked sharp. He sat down six of his last eight batters with a strikeout, and he gets off on the right foot here as this one is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to Ricardo Gonzalez. Gordon working at a good pace, 0-1 count. Here's the pitch to Ricardo. Outside corner for called strike two at 89 miles an hour, 0-2 count. Alders on top, 1-0. Out hitting Charleston, 6-2 a number. As the 0-2 is a bit inside, a 1-2 count on Ricardo Gonzalez. Pretty cool to see the Kannapolis Cannonballers today wearing the Bull Weevils throwbacks. Of course, our 30th season of baseball in Kannapolis will be honoring all of our former teams all season long. As this one's inside, 2-2 your count on Gonzalez. We'll have Bull Weevils throwbacks. Five different games for fans to enjoy at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 from Gordon. Just a bit outside. Tried to stretch the zone with a fastball. Instead, it's 3-2. Gonzalez battling at the plate. No arms warming in the pen for Kannapolis. Gordon has looked sharp so far. Full count from the line. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Make it a seven-piece for Lucas Gordon. Seven of his last nine batters he's faced have sat down with a punch-out. One down, and Brian Brecker is going to stand in as have it a Lucas Gordon. Seven strikeouts through four and a third. Seth Keener had seven punch-outs last night through five. And Lucas Gordon, all seven of his strikeouts have been in the last nine batters as Brecker hacks and misses. First pitch, 0-1. Brecker was the first strikeout of the night for Lucas Gordon. Back in the second inning, 0-1. Hummed in there just a bit low. It's even at 1-1. In our 30th season of Kannapolis baseball, it'll be a lot of fun celebrating the history and the legacy of the true baseball town that is Kannapolis. Outside corner with a fastball, Lucas Gordon working sharp here against Brian Brecker. 0-1 with a strikeout looking. From the wind, 1-2. Just a bit inside, evens at 2-2 to the catcher Brecker. Former Michigan State Spartan is Brecker, 13th rounder in 2023. From the wind, Gordon's 2-2. In the dirt, blocked by Pineda. Count will run full. Charleston had a base runner last inning in Wu Shin with a walk. But base runners have been few and far between for the River Dogs. Full count offering to Brecker. Lifted into right. Should be playable. Backtracking is Mora, second baseman. He makes the grab. He kind of stumbled on the grass, but he does make the out. It's a P4 in the books for Brecker. Two down now, and Narciso Polanco will bat. Oh for one tonight is Narciso Polanco. Lined out to the first baseman in Mikey Kane. Gordon working from the wind. First pitch to Narciso Polanco. But outside is 1-0. Gordon will work from the wind. 1-0 to Polanco. Lifted high and foul. Top of the order in O'Daly's Peguero is awaiting on deck. Ballers looking to hold on to a 1-0 lead. They've got six hits tonight, not too shabby. 1-1 from the line, pitch delivered. Curveball upstairs and couldn't keep it down just enough as it's high. 2-1 your count on Polanco. Breaking ball from Lucas Gordon. 2-1 count, pitch delivered. Lifted in the air, a center field, backtracking a C-head, has to keep going, just shy of the warning track. He'll make the grab for the out, and F8 in the book, and it's a 1-2-3 frame again for Lucas Gordon. He's retired six batters in a row. He struck out seven through five innings. Solid night's work for the lefty, as we'll turn things to the sixth inning. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston, 1-0, Kannapolis on top.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Arcy Hernandez will lead it off here in this top of the sixth inning as the River Dogs have made a pitching change. Chandler Murphy's day is done. They'll turn things over to the 5'11", 190-pound righty. Angered Garcia takes the mound for the River Dogs. His first pitch of the night is in there to Arcy Hernandez at 95 for a called strike, 0-1. Angered Garcia in relief of Chandler Murphy, whose night comes to a close. Arcy Hernandez is 0-1, is just a bit low for ball one. Chandler Murphy has seen his night come to a close. Five innings, six hits, one run, a walk, and a strikeout. As this one's in the dirt, blocked by the catcher and a Brecker. Count is 2-1. Arcy 1-for-2 tonight, a single and a lineout. As Angered Garcia on the mound in relief of Chandler Murphy, 2-1. Line towards second, and it comes a ground ball. Ranging to his left is Polanco. Makes the play to first for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out for Arcy Hernandez. One down now, and Roni Hernandez will get a chance to bat with nobody on base and one out. Angered Garcia 11 times he appeared for the Complex League Rays last year. 3-3 record with a 1.58 ERA. He walked only eight batters in his 11 outings with the Complex League. This one's grounded up the middle off the glove of Garcia, fielded by the shortstop, and Gonzalez throw to first, and they get the out. A nice play in the field by the River Dogs as coming over to make the rangy play was the shortstop Gonzalez. It goes down in the book technically as a 1-6-3 as, again, it hit off the glove of Garcia. So Luis Pineda will bat now with two outs. Hernandez hit that ground ball pretty hard, but Garcia on the mound was able to kind of slow it with the tip off the glove. Pineda will bat. First pitch, fastball outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Pineda 1-for-2, a single and a fly out. 0-1 on the way to Pineda. Looped in a right. That'll drop for a two-out base knock. Pineda's got a multi-hit game. Two-out base hit in a right field. Puts another runner on for Kannapolis. And due up now will be Edrick Felix, third baseman.
Third baseman, number two, Edrick Felix.
There is an arm warming down the line for the Cannonballers. Looks like Bryce Collins, the righty, getting loose for the Ballers. As Edrick Felix stands in to bat with a runner on. Pitch on the way, up and inside. Felix has to duck out of the way. It's 1-0. Garcia has five pitches. Fastball, changeup, slider, cutter, and sinker. Does the 23-year-old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, international free agent signee in 2023. As Felix pops this one up over our heads. Here in the press box. Heads up, and it comes back. Ends up in the seats. It's a souvenir. You got to watch your head. Here in Charleston, the roof over the seats is angled, so if it hits the roof, it's going to roll back into the seats about 90% of the time. They do a great job of announcing it here to the PA people as Felix gets hit up in the hand, and he is now writhing in pain. He gets hit up in the hand, and he's on the ground in a lot of discomfort. It is now Sharon Yom, the athletic trainer, has come out. Edrick Felix is in a lot of pain. He gets hit up in the hand. He's writhing on the ground. Pat Leland as well out to come check on Edrick Felix, who is in a lot of pain. That fastball ran up and hit him in the hand. That will move Pineda to second. Runner at second now and first as Felix is hit by the pitch. But we'll have to see who enters for him, as I strongly doubt by his reaction that Edrick Felix is going to be able to stay in this ball game. Unless he's able to shake it off, but I strongly doubt it considering the yelp I heard and the immediate reaction. So Pat Leland's going to opt to go to the bench. Felix is indeed going to be removed, and looks like our good buddy in Wilbur Sanchez is going to run at first. So Wilbur Sanchez will enter in the seventh spot in the lineup.
Pitcher of first base, number 13, Wilbur Sanchez.
And we'll see what the defensive swap is for Pat Leland's squad. It's now Edrick Felix hit in the hand as a part of the game. Sanchez is the runner at first. Over Sanchez making his season debut. And now that he's gotten into game action, Sanchez, the only Kannapolis Cannonballer to have appeared in all four of the seasons that we've had at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Mikey Kane will bat. First pitch is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Brecker. It is a 1-0 count. Runner at second is Luis Pineda. At first is Sanchez. As Mikey Kane at the plate with an open stance. A pop out and a fielder's choice for the righty bat. 1-0 on the outside corner. 1-1 on the first baseman, Mikey Kane. Kane, the former Oregon State Beaver. 1-1 pitch. Grounded to first. Playable for Shin. He'll set and walk to first for the out. 3-2 ground out for Mikey Kane. That's the third out of the frame as the Ballers get a couple of base runners, but no offense rolling as we'll send it to the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll take a break and be right back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Got Ballers still lead 1-0 over the Charleston River Dogs.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, be sure you join us on April 9th through 14th at Atrium Health Ballpark for opening week as the Ballers host the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Be sure you grab your tickets and come enjoy the first homestand of the season. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267. Again, 704-932-3267. Back here in Charleston, the Ballers and the River Dogs doing business for the second time this week of three total and opening weekend 2024. My goodness, 2024, here we are as the Ballers have made a pitching change. New arm on the mound is Bryce Collins, 6 foot, 200-pound, 23-year-old, born in Valencia, California. He'll take over on the mound in relief of Lucas Gordon, who has had a fantastic day. What a day from the lefty. The Texas Longhorn Lucas Gordon strikes out 7 in 5 innings. Zeros on the runs, and in another category, we're not going to talk about it quite yet. We can't do that anyways. 2 walks in the day for Lucas Gordon. That's it. As he does impress, Bryce Collins takes over, though, and he will face top of the order Odalys Peguero. First pitch, big swing and a miss. It's 0-1 on Peguero. Lucas Gordon, 5 innings. No runs, 2 walks, 7 punchouts. Turns it over to Bryce Collins. 0-1 is a bit outside, a 1-1 count. Bryce Collins, former LSU Tiger, drafted by the Minnesota Twins in the 2018 MLB draft as a high schooler. He decided to go to school, though. Pitched at Arizona and LSU, where he had a pretty decent career. Pitch fouled off, 1-2 count. Collins, a 3-pitch mix. You won't believe one of them. A fastball, a curveball, and get this, he's got a gyro ball. And I'm not going to confirm or deny whether I had to Google what a gyro ball is, but I want to see him throw one. 1-2 from the line, pitch delivered. There's one as it's rooped over the head of the second baseman in Mora into the gap for a base knock. There's the first hit of the night for the Charleston River Dogs. Peguero puts a single in the gap, and there's one on for Charleston. Nobody out for Trey Morgan. Lucas Gordon, 5 no-hit innings, and Bryce Collins surrenders the first hit of the night in his first at-bat. As Trey Morgan will bat with one on, nobody out. Again, a bit of a swap in the infield for Kannapolis. As the pitch delivered in there for a called strike on a fastball to Morgan. It is 0-1. Battle of the former LSU Tigers here. Collins and Morgan teammates at LSU. Now in the field, Sanchez, who enters in relief of the injured Edric Felix. He's at short as this one's inside to Morgan. It's 1-1. Sanchez takes over at short, and Arxi Hernandez stays in the game, but he moves to third. So Hernandez now at third, and Sanchez moves to short. 1-1. In there for a called strike. It's 1-2, a nice pitch. That looked like a gyro ball. So a gyro ball, basically it doesn't have any forward or backward movement. It has all horizontal movement. So if you think of a baseball, you think of a sphere, it moves vertically, not horizontally. 1-2. Tap to short. Sanchez with the play. 6-4, DeMora crosses his body, throws to first, ball gets loose though, and Mikey Kane can't make the grab, but he keeps it in front of him. So Morgan reaches on the fielder's choice. Out at second though is Peguero on the 6-4 put out. So one down, runner at first is Morgan, and Wu Shin will bat. So Wu Shin will stand in against Bryce Collins. Righty who throws the fastball, curveball, and gyro ball. This one's a bit outside to Wu Shin. It's a 1-0 count. So if you're facing Bryce Collins, if you're in a batter's box, the ball doesn't move up and down as it's spinning. It moves on its side as it's outside, a 2-0 count on Wu Shin. Very weird movement. Apparently it's very popular over in Japan and in Korea and some of those other nations where they put a lot of spin on the ball as this one is thrown to second. It's a caught stealing as a nice throw by Pineda. Out at second is Morgan. He was running on the pitch. Thought he got a good jump, but instead Pineda guns him down. It's a 2-4 put out for the second out. And it's a nice play. Two down. And Wu Shin has a 3-0 count on the plate. But nonetheless, Wu Shin with a 3-0 count. And now two outs in the inning. Collins will work 3-0. This one is looped in there for a called strike. 3-1. Oh, my goodness. What movement. Bryce Collins. I can't wait till our home fans get to see this guy pitch. Already. Super fun to watch. 3-1 hacked and a miss. 3-2 is your count. Bryce Collins, a fun guy to watch. You can see the movement in his curveball. It's a sharp curveball. It's not a loopy one. Kind of like Clayton Kershaw. It's got some bite to it as Shin will call time. Still a full count. Two outs in this bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers on top, 1-0. Out hitting Charleston 7-1. 3-2. Swinging a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Wu Shin strikes out. Bryce Collins gets through his first inning as the Kannapolis Cannonballer unscathed. A little unconventional, but he gets the job done. Picks up his first strikeout as a baller, and that'll send us to the back third of baseball here in Charleston. Top of the seventh, it'll be Mora, Nishida, and Asian. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Charleston. It's 1-0. Kannapolis on top. Two up in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the seventh inning, it's Javier Mora to lead it off against Engert Garcia, back for his second inning of work. Here in this seventh inning, Mora pops this one in the shallow center. Who's got it? Backtracking is Polanco, second baseman. One pitch and one out. It's a pop out from one second baseman to another. One down now, top of the order, Riku Nishida is due up. So the Ballers have put one run on the board. In the first inning, it was a fielder's choice RBI from Caden Connor, and that's it. It was 1-0. Ballers on top over Charleston. They're out hitting him 7-1 in this game. Top of the order, Nishida steps in, and he swings at the first pitch, fouls this one off. That'll end up on the roof, and it's going to roll back. 0-1 count on Nishida. Engert Garcia is your righty on the bump from the wind. 0-1 in the way. Fastball a bit outside. 1-1 at 96 miles an hour. Nishida, a double, a walk, and a single. He's reached base in every at-bat so far today. From the wind, 1-1. a bit inside. Now 2-1. Nishina, an 11th round pick out of Oregon by the Chicago White Sox. 2-1 in the way. Looped in the right center. That'll drop for a base knock, and Nishina's got a three-hit day now. Turns a sharp corner at first, and he'll retreat. He's got a one-out single here in the seventh, and he's now 3-4-3 with two singles and a double. Riku Nishina, have yourself an A, my friend. One on and one out. Albertson Asian will stand in with one out and a runner on. Eighth hit of the day for Kannapolis. As just about every cannonballer has reached base, the only one who hasn't is Javier Mora in the nine spot. First pitch to Asian through the wickets of the catcher Brecker, and a second will go Nishina. He'll stop there as it'll be probably a wild pitch, looked a little loose in the dirt. We'll await the official scorer's decision on the play, as he does get to second on a pitch that went right through the five hole on a Brecker. It is kind of credited as a wild pitch on Garcia. Asian with a 1-0 count. He reached last time up on a fielder's choice. 1-0 a bit upstairs and inside, 2-0. Asian signed by the White Sox exactly 1 week ago today. Quick adjustment to the new system, new program, after being in the Boston Red Sox organization. 2-0 a bit upstairs, now 3-0 on Asian. Nishida's at second, has some speed on him. He's Oregon's all-time single-season stolen base leader. Set it last year at 25 in a season, 3-0. Fastball right down Broadway for a called strike, 3-1. Asian tried to sell it like it was upstairs, but no tricking the home plate umpire and Robert Bennett today. 3-1 count, one down. Top of the seventh inning, ballers lead 1-0. 3-1. This one is upstairs. Asian didn't have to sell that one, as it's a one-out free pass to Asian. 2-1 now for Kannapolis, and one out. Caden Connor, right fielder, will bat. Connor had the RBI fielder's choice in the first inning, as now Levy Romero will come talk with his young righty and Edgar Garcia in a meeting that more than likely could have been an email. Eight hits on the board for Kannapolis, one for Charleston, as Lucas Gordon, have yourself an A, five no-hit innings with two walks and seven punch-outs. Almost identical to the line from Seth Keener's night last night. Keener did allow one hit, but he had as well five no-hit, five shutout innings with two walks and seven punch-outs. Exactly the same for Lucas Gordon, just no hits. Not too bad so far from the Ballers' pitching staff. First pitch to Connor is a bit inside and low. It's 1-0. Get you a look at the out-of-town scores in the bottom of the seventh inning around the Carolina League. We got one final and a couple other games still behind us. One just got started about a half hour ago. 1-0 to Connor. Big swing and a miss. 1-1 on the Ballers' right fielder, Caden Connor. Good crowd on hand here in Charleston, of course. The River Dogs always bring a great crowd. Stadium right on the river. Down here in Charleston, 1-1. A bit outside. Gets out of the glove of Brecker. Nishina breaks for third. He'll get there safely, and Asian takes second as well. In and out of the glove of Brecker, so we'll see how that one scored. It might be a pass ball, as it, again, was in and out of the glove of Brecker. Runners do advance on the play. So now both in scoring position. 2-1 count on a Caden Connor. It is a passed ball. 2-1, a bit up and away. Now 3-1 on Caden Connor, who's got a RBI opportunity here. Nishida at third and Asian at second. 3-1 count, favorable hitters count. One down in this top of the seventh. Infield for Charleston playing in. The runner at third and no force. 3-1 from Garcia. Fouled off. Connor took a big swing and got just enough of it to stay alive. 3-2 your count. On deck awaiting is the now third baseman, Arcee Hernandez. Full count, one out. Big spot here for the ballers. Pitch from Garcia. Connor lifts this one high and foul. And we'll do it again. There is a righty getting loose down the line for Charleston. No arms warming for the ballers as Bryce Collins has entered and has looked pretty sharp. Full count, one out. Garcia sets the belt, pitch delivered. Big swing and a miss on a fastball upstairs, and Garcia has his first punch out of the night. It's the second out, and now two outs. Arcee Hernandez will stand in with two on base, both in scoring position, and two out. Charleston struck out, again, just two batters today. One strikeout of a C and one strikeout of Connor. As Arcee Hernandez takes a first pitch breaking ball inside for a called strike, it is 0-1. Broke just enough and caught the inside corner. 0-1 count. Nishida at first, a C and at second. Pitch to Arcee is a bit inside, counts 1-1. Center fielder Mateo shaded to the right of the second base bag in the outfield. They're playing Arcee Hernandez to a push. They're not playing into a pull. So certainly a big opportunity here with a lot of space down that left field line. Hernandez sees it as he kind of checks on the 1-1. And he got a piece of it. It's 1-2. Big gaping area down that left field line. If you're Arcee Hernandez, got to try to pull this ball. 1-2 count, two outs. Top seven, here's the pitch. Hernandez takes inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Nice pitch from Garcia, and he gets out of the pickle as Hernandez strikes out. That'll be the third out. That'll send us stretching here at the Joe. We'll be right back. 1-0 is your score. Ballers on top. We'll be right back after this break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Anel Mateo leads it off for the Charleston Riverdogs. Noah Myers, Carlos Colmenares to follow to face Bryce Collins. First pitch, big swing and a miss. It is 0-1 here on Anel Mateo. Noah Myers, Carlos Colmenares to follow. Collins in his second inning of work. Pitch delivered a bit outside. It is 1-1. Mateo 0-for-2, a pop out and a strikeout, one of seven victims of a Lucas Gordon strikeout frenzy. 1-1 lifted eye and foul. Count is now 1-2. Mateo in center field. He played right last night for the Charleston Riverdogs under the leadership of Sean Smedley in his second year as a skipper of the Riverdogs. 1-2 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Pineda. Sean Smedley, the manager last year, as Charleston took home the Carolina League Championship, their third crown in a row. They won in 21, 22, and 23. 2-2. Fastball up and away. Count will run full on Mateo. They actually gave away replica championship rings from the 2023 championship to the first couple thousand fans here tonight. They look pretty sharp. 3-2. This one's lifted into right. Might be tough for Connor to get there. On the run, he makes the grab. Looked like a free safety trying to make a play in the middle of the field. And he does make it, in fact, as it's a flyout into right for Angel Mateo. One down, and now Noah Myers will lead it off. Noah Myers will bat with one out. As now Pineda is going to go change his glove out. Looks like he had something up with his one glove. So Myers will bat against Bryce Collins. He was faced four and sat down two. He's gotten some help from his defense. His first pitch is a strike at 93, 0-1. Did you look at the out-of-town scores? As the 0-1's lifted high and foul, it's 0-2 on Noah Myers. Bottom of the fifth in Salem, the Red Sox trailing the Carolina Mudcats 3-1. Bottom six, Augusta hosting Columbia. They're on top 4-3. Myrtle Beach on top 3-1 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers as the 1-2 in there. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Second punch out of the night for Bryce Collins. His second, and it's the second out of the inning as well. So two down, Carlos Colmenares will bat. Myrtle Beach leads 3-1 over Fayetteville in the bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the third, Fredericksburg trails 4-1 to the Delmarva Shorebirds as the gyro ball to start the at-bat to Colmenares in there, called strike one. Not an easy pitch to work with if you're an opponent facing Bryce Collins. So one in the way. This one is looped in for called strike two. Looks like another gyro ball. And it's 0-2. 0-2 count, two outs from the line. Pitch delivered, another one. This one's looped foul. It is 0-2. Three straight gyro balls from Bryce Collins. Colmenares bats. He walked and then was put out on a very odd 1-3-6 put out in the second inning and then struck out looking against Lucas Gordon in the fourth. 0-2. Fastball just a bit upstairs and outside, 1-2. Luis Pineda thought he had strike three. Instead, it is 1-2. One final, the Down East Wood Ducks take the victory 1-0 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. As the 1-2 runs inside on Colmenares, he ducks out of the way, it's 1-2. Gonzalez is awaiting on deck for the River Dogs. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball tapped foul. We'll do another one at 2-2. Bryce Collins allowed a single and a fielder's choice, and he's retired his last three batters he's faced. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Curveball just a bit inside. Count will run full. Colmenares has not gotten a hit tonight. He had a hit last night with a RBI single. 3-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Bryce Collins, how about three punch outs on your night, good sir? Three of his last four batters he struck out, and that'll send us to the eighth inning. Ballers still lead 1-0 in what's been a fascinating baseball game. We'll be right back after this break. Eighth inning, two up. It's Ronnie Hernandez, Luis Pineda, and Wilbur Sanchez.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ronnie Hernandez leads it off, top of the eighth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as a new arm on the mound will take over. It is the righty Samuel Mejia, 6 foot, 192-pound righty. His first pitch is inside to Hernandez. Here's the 1-0. It is a bit inside as well. Count is 2-0 on Ronnie Hernandez. Mejia, 6 foot, 192-pound righty from Higüey, Dominican Republic. International free agent signee in 2019. By the Tampa Bay Rays. This one's inside. 3-0 your count on Aroni Hernandez. Luis Pineda, Wilbur Sanchez to follow. Here in the top of the eighth. 3-0. Just a bit low for ball four. Four pitch walk to Aroni Hernandez. He's on base for the second time tonight. So one on, nobody out for Luis Pineda. Samuel Mejia spent most of last season with the Complex League Rays. A 1.46 ERA in 16 relief appearances. Fastball, changeup, slider. Spent a month with the River Dogs in the early part of last season. He had a 5.59 ERA, though, so not the greatest of years with Charleston last season. First pitch to Pineda is a called strike. It is 0-1. 0-1 to Pineda. Bat goes off the shoulder, doesn't matter, called strike 0-2. As Luis Pineda trying to get on base. He's got a multi-hit game, a pair of singles on his night, and a flyout into right field. 0-2 count, pitch delivered. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Brecker. Check swing, did he go around? No, says infield umpire Tyler Green. It is a 1-2 count. Another pretty solid night of baseball here in the Low Country, Charleston, South Carolina. Opening weekend, the Ballers will be home on Tuesday to start off a six-game set with Augusta. 1-2. Just a bit inside to Pineda. It is a 2-2 count on the Ballers catcher. Waiting on deck is La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Will take over in the spot of Hendrick Felix. 2-2 to Pineda. Check swing. It doesn't matter. Outside corner. Ringelup got him looking. Called strike three. It's the first strikeout of the night for Samuel Mejia as he will get the first punch out. One out. Runner on still, and it's Wilbur Sanchez to bat.
Shortstop, number 13, Wilbur Sanchez.
Wilbur Sanchez. A little bat for his first at-bat of this 2024 season. Pitch delivered. Just a bit upstairs. It is 1-0. Sanchez in his first at-bat last year. Not the greatest of years for Sanchez. Just struggled to get on base. But, of course, known for his athleticism and ability in the field as this one's outside 2-0. Sanchez all-time in his career with Kannapolis, batting 184. He's got 135 hits and 224 games entering the night. 2-0. Up and in on the hands of Sanchez, 3-0. He is the all-time Cannonballers games played leader. Entering tonight, 224 games as a Cannonballer. It is far and away the most. 3-0 count, one out. Hernandez at first. Pitch delivered. Sanchez takes all the way. Ball four. That's two walks in the inning as Hernandez drew the leadoff walk, and now Sanchez on base with a free pass. So two on for Kannapolis and one down for Mikey Kane. So now time called. Catcher Brecker going to go talk with his righty and Samuel Mejia. Final line for Ingrid Garcia. Two shutout innings, two hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Only three strikeouts on the entire night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers lineup, so not too shabby at all. First pitch to Kane is a breaking ball broken in for a called strike one. A 1 count with one out. Pitch delivered on the 0-1. Big swing and a miss. 0-2. Mikey Kane trying to battle here with Mejia. Looks like an arm warming for Kannapolis. Nick Altermat getting loose down the third base side. 2 count, one out. Open stance at the plate for Kane. Pitch delivered. Swing to tap or foul. Scout count will stay 0-2. Beautiful cotton candy skies here in Charleston. Temperature is 60 degrees. Absolutely beautiful. This is one of those nights when I wouldn't have to drag my fiance out to a baseball game. She'd want to come too. 0-2 on the way. Tapper foul again by Kane. 0-2 remains your count. She's listening back up at home. See her next weekend. Going to come down for opening weekend. Got to come down for opening weekend. She'll be there for at least some of Irish Heritage Night on Saturday and then Sunday for Bark in the Park. All kinds of fun going on in Kannapolis. Be sure you grab your tickets and be there too. 0-2 tapped a short. Played by Gonzalez. He'll only have the out at first. He'll get Kane, but it moves the runners up. So Hernandez to third, and to second goes Sanchez. So a 6-3 grounder for Mikey Kane. So two outs and two on in scoring position for the nine-hole batter, Javier Mora.
Second baseman, number 40, Javier Mora.
Mora 0 for 3, a pop out and a pair of ground outs. Pitch on the way. This one is a bit outside and a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Brecker. It is a 1-0 count. Again, the righty warming for Kannapolis, Nick Altermat, making his professional debut whenever he enters a game first. At third is Hernandez. At second is Sanchez. 1-0 from Mejia. Mora takes a breaking ball in there for a called strike, 1-1. Top of the order, Riku Nishida waiting on deck. As Mora with a slightly open stance, keeps the hands close to the right ear, does the righty bat, pitch up and away on the 1-1. It's now 2-1. Two-one count, two outs. Top of the eighth inning, baller is an RBI opportunity. Pitch delivered to Mora, another breaking ball. It's in there, 2-2. Mora trying to get on base. He has not today. He's the only Cannonballer to have not reached base. in tonight's outing. 2-2 from the righty. Swung on and belted down the left field line, but it'll land well foul. It'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. And count remains 2-2. Mora still battling with Mejia. Looking in for the sign, sets the tan glove of the belt. Takes a deep breath, he'll look in, 2-2. Mora swings and misses, he flails at a breaking ball, and it'll strand two runners as he swings and misses. Second strikeout of the night for Mejia, just the fourth for the River Dogs staff, and that'll leave two runners stranded. Kannapolis holds on to a 1-0 lead. Bottom eight we go, looks like a new arm on the way for Kannapolis. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston, 1-0, Kannapolis on top. Ballers look to the bullpen for another pitching change. Bottom of the eighth inning, they'll turn it over to Nick Altermat, 6 foot, 225-pound, 24-year-old, 17th round pick in 2022. He's a Minnesota native, went to Minnesota State Mankato, as this one's fouled off down the left field line by Ricardo Gonzalez. Count is 0-1 on Gonzalez, the shortstop. Nick Altermat, a two-way player in college at Minnesota State Mankato. Led the team in 2022 with a .378 batting average, but now he's just a pitcher as Gonzalez gives this one a ride into left. Ishida backtracking, just shy. The warning track makes the grab on the F7. One down now, and due up is Brian Brecker. Brecker 0-2, a strikeout and a pop out. Because now the Ballers five outs away from victory. Nick Altermat on the mound. He didn't play at all last year. He was injured. So we'll see what he can make of his first outing as a Baller. First pitch to Brecker a bit outside. It is 1-0. Fastball cutter changeup for the righty Nick Altermat. And a former two-way player turned just pitcher. 1-0 pitch on the way. It's a bit low, 2-0. 17th rounder in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. One of only three draftees from that 2022 draft class on the roster as Brecker pops up the 2-0 in the infield. Who's got it? Mikey Kane, first baseman, will call everyone off and make the grab. A P3 in the book. Four outs remain for the River Dogs as Narciso Polanco will pad with nobody on base and two out. Final line for Bryce Collins, two shutout innings. In his debut as a Baller, one hit, no walks, three strikeouts for the guy with the goggles and the gyro ball. First pitch, grounder up the middle. Altermat tried to barehand it, And it's played by Sanchez up the middle. Throw to first in time for the out. Nick Alterman, what are you doing, my friend? I know you're trying to be fancy, but let's be real. Trying to barehand it. Sanchez makes the play behind him. It's another 1-2-3 frame. Ballers have three outs again in the bottom of the ninth, but they'll get to bat one more time. It'll be top of the order. Nishida, Sehan, and Connor when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, be sure you join the Kannapolis Cannonballers for opening night on Tuesday, April 9th at Atrium Health Ballpark. Be one of the first fans through the gates to receive your free magnet schedule and enjoy post-game fireworks for the celebration of the start of baseball season and our 30th season of action in Kannapolis. The Ballers begin their home schedule on Tuesday, April 9th against the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. First pitch at 6 o'clock. Be sure you grab your tickets at kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267. Riku Nishida given a pitch clock violation to start off his at-bat, so he'll now start 0-1. And first pitch from the new arm on the mound, it makes it 0-2. Now to Riku Nishida. On the mound for Charleston, 6'4", righty Owen Stevenson, as this one's fouled off by Nishida. Stays alive, it's 0-2. Stevenson, 6'4", 205-pound righty, former Arizona State Sun Devil, 19th round pick in 2023 by the Tampa Bay Rays. 0-2 to Nishida. Just a bit outside, it's 1-2. Owen Stevenson in as the fourth arm, faced by the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Pitch deliver. Tapped foul. It'll be another 1-2 on the way. Final line for Mejia. One shutout inning. No hits, two walks, and two punchouts for the righty Mejia. Kannapolis has faced nothing but righties in this season so far. 1-2 from the line. Here's the pitch. Nishida taps this one up the middle. Tough play, and it bounces into the in the outfield for a base knock. Nishida will range up the baseline, but it'll retreat to first. And how about a night? Riku Nishida, 4-for-4 with a walk. He's on base yet again, and it's a leadoff single to start the ninth inning off. Albertson Asian will now bat with one on and nobody out. It's exactly what Pat Leland's looking for in the top of the lineup. A guy like Riku Nishida who can get on base and punish opposing pitching as Asian swings and misses on the first pitch. It's 0-1. 4-for-4 with a walk. Three singles and a double on the night for Riku Nishida. As Albertson Asian stands in with an 0-1 count. Time called. Ball got loose from the third base bullpen. Kannapolis has an arm loosening for the ninth inning, I would assume. Can't quite tell who is. Probably Billy Seidel, I would imagine. As check on the runner, it hits Nishida in the foot on the throwback to first. Nishida probably not thrilled with it. Nonetheless, it's an 0-1 count. Albertson Asian had a bit of an eventful night. A ground out, a strikeout, reaching on a fielder's choice, and then a walk. A one count to a CN. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball inside. 1-1 count to Albertson, a CN. Pitch delivered to CN. Taps this one up the middle. Through in a center field for a base knock. Miscommunication in the infield. And nobody made the play. It gets through into center to greener pastures for a base knock. Asien with a single of his own. He's got his first hit of the night. And it's 2-1, nobody out for Caden Connor. Ball was hit just to the left of the second base bag. Second baseman in Polanco ranged over, assuming that Gonzalez had it, but Gonzalez assumed that Polanco had it. This is why, my friends, that you never assume. Caden Connor will stand in with two on and nobody out. Owen Stevenson having to deal with a little bit of offense so far in this ninth inning from Kannapolis. Pitch in there to Caden Connor is a strike. It is 0-1. Owen Stevenson, a fastball slider changeup. For the 6'4" righty, a 19th rounder out of Arizona State. His dad played water polo at the University of Arizona. That's pretty cool. Always wanted to play water polo. I've never been that athletic. I enjoy watching it. It's a fascinating sport. Of course, a lot going on. But Owen decided to go baseball instead of water polo. 1-1 of it outside to Caden Connor. It's 2-1. He began his college career, did Owen Stevenson, at the University of San Francisco. Transferred to Arizona State, became a Sun Devil, and now he's in the Rays organization as a bullpen righty. 2-1. Connor pokes this one foul down the left field line. It'll end up a souvenir. Count is 2-2. Arcy Hernandez awaits on deck. Caden Connor at the plate drove in the only run of the ball game back in the first inning with a fielder's choice that he put into play. And then since then, a line out, a ground out, and a strikeout. 2-2. Justin outside tried on the frame, did Brecker. Instead, it's wide. Count is full. Full count, nobody out, 2-1 for Kannapolis. Here's the pitch. Connor lifts this one in the left field. That's going to drop in the gap and the extra bases and more. Nishida will round third and head home. Here comes a CN. They're going to send him. No play at the plate. Two runners will score. It's an RBI double for Caden Connor, and it's 3-0 ballers in the top of the ninth inning. Caden Connor with a 3-RBI night. He's got a 2-RBI double in this ninth inning to give Kannapolis a little extra run cushion. And that'll send the cleanup batter, Arcy Hernandez, to the plate with still nobody out in the frame. So Owen Stevenson running into some trouble against these ballers who have suddenly caught fire in this ninth inning. Time call to the plate on the pitch, a pitch clock violation on Owen Stevenson, so it'll be a 1-0 count to start the at-bat for Arcy Hernandez. Stevenson sets 1-0. Big swing and a foul tip into the mid of the catcher, Brecker. And it is 1-1. Fans starting to file for the exits here at the Joe, now that it's 3-0 Kannapolis in the ninth inning, as Arcy swings and misses the 1-1, now 1-2. Eleven hits for the Ballers tonight, just one for the Charleston River Dogs. It's been a pitcher's delight here in Charleston. 1-2 on the way. Tapped foul by Arcy Hernandez. And we'll do another 1-2. Lucas Gordon, 5 no-hit innings. Bryce Collins, 2 shutout innings. And Nick Altermat with a 1-2-3 frame in the 8th. We'll see who comes out in the 9th. 1-2 to Arcee. Lifted high and foul. We'll do another 1-2 pitch in what's become a long at-bat. Arcee, a line out, a single, a ground out, and a strikeout on his night. 1-2 count. Runner on second is Caden Connor. Pitch on the way. Tap towards third. To his left goes Peguero. He'll field and throw across on a bounce. Makes the play at first to Shin. A 5-3 ground out, so it is the first out of the inning. Runner stays put at first. It's Caden Connor. And Ronnie Hernandez will get to bat with a runner on second and one down. Pretty great crowd on hand here at the Joe for a Saturday night. Again, they gave out those commemorative replica championship rings. Hernandez loops this one into center. That'll get through for a base knock. Rounding third at home is Connor. And Ronnie Hernandez gets in on the fun. It's an RBI single. Ballers now lead 4-0. Here in this top of the ninth inning, Hernandez, an RBI single. And let the good times keep on rolling for Kannapolis. 3 runs in this ninth inning have given all the cushion they need. As now Luis Pineda will get a chance to bat with one on and one out. Hernandez drives in a run. He's got a multi-hit game now as well. As Pineda takes the first pitch a bit outside. 1-0 on the catcher, Luis Pineda. Multi-hit games for Nishida, Ronnie Hernandez, and Luis Pineda. As this one's inside, 2-0. Pineda had a single in the 4th and a single in the 6th. He flew out in the 1st and struck out in the 8th inning in his last at-bat. 2-0. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball. It's 2-1. Nice pitch from Owen Stevenson. And Riku Nishida, 4-for-4 in tonight's action with a walk and 2 runs scored. It's been all ballers tonight in the low country. 2-1. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says infield umpire in Tyler Green. Pineda doesn't like the call at all. At first is Ronnie Hernandez. Pineda at the plate battling. 2-2 count. Pitch on the way. Tapped foul off his foot. Do another 2-2. There is an arm stirring in the pen for Kannapolis. There's also one for Charleston. 2-2 to Pineda. Outside corner. Ring him up. Got it. Looking called. Strike 3. Second time Pineda has struck out looking tonight. Second out of the inning, and it is the first punch out of the night for Owen Stevenson. Just the 5th of the night for the Charleston River Dogs. So Wilbur Sanchez will bat with 1-2 out. No official at-bat yet for Wilbur, as he walked in his first plate appearance. Swings and misses the first pitch, 0-1. Wilbur entering as an injury replacement for our buddy and Edric Felix, who was hit in the hand by a fastball from Ingrid Garcia back in the 6th inning. 0-1 count on Sanchez, pitch delivered. Outside corner for called strike 2. Like a breaking ball at 80 miles an hour. Looked like a slider from Owen Stevenson. Owen Stevenson, 26 appearances out of the bullpen for the Sun Devils last year. He had a 6 ERA 0-2, wave and a miss. Sanchez goes chasing at a breaking ball outside, and it's a second punch out of the night for Owen Stevenson. That is the third out of the top of the ninth inning. Three outs to go, though, as the Ballers will send a new arm to the mound. We'll be right back after this quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Three outs to go. Kannapolis on top, 4-0 over the Charleston River Dogs.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Three outs remain in tonight's action, at least we hope so, for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the ninth inning, they're on top 4-0. They've out-hit Charleston 12-1 tonight. It has been all Kannapolis here at the Joe this evening as new arm on the mound, Jesus Mendez throws his first pitch. Bit up and away, 1-0 with your count to O'Daly's Peguero. Mendez, 5'11", 180-pound, 19-year-old from Carabobo, Venezuela. Free agent signee in 2022 throws the 1-0 a bit up and inside, 2-0 at 98 miles an hour. Oh, my goodness. He's humming it in there. As Jesus Mendez, fastball, changeup, slider for the righty from Carabobo, Venezuela. 2-0 count to Peguero. Pitch delivered is in there at 98 for a called strike, a 2-1 count. Peguero, an error. Allowed him to reach in the first. A strikeout looking in the third and then a single in the sixth. 2-1. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball. Looked like a changeup. 2-2. Fourth arm of the night for Kannapolis. Lucas Gordon, 5 no-hit innings. Then 2 shutout innings from Bryce Collins and 1 from Nick Altermat. Mendez will set, 2-2 pitch. Just a bit low on a fastball. Now count will run full on Peguero. Again, Peguero, Trey Morgan, and Wu Shin do up for the Charleston River Dogs. Mendez sets, glove at the belly. 3-2 to Peguero. Fouled off. We'll do another one at 3-2. Mendez made 16 appearances last year out of the bullpen in the Complex League. 0-2 with a 4.11 ERA. Struck out 17 in 15 and a third innings with the White Sox Complex League team. Full count offering. Up and in. Almost hits Peguero. Leadoff walk here to begin the bottom of the ninth inning. And Charleston has life. And they have their first base runner since the sixth inning. It'll be Trey Morgan now stepping in with a runner on and nobody out. Trey Morgan will bat, reached on catcher's interference in the first inning, a strikeout in the third, and a fielder's choice in the sixth. As Morgan loops this one foul down the left field line, 0-1 your count. Trey Morgan, the third rounder from LSU. So far, bit of a slower start to his year. But again, we're very early in the season. Still looking for his first hit of the year. He'll ground this 0-1 foul down the left field line again. It is quickly 0-2. Mendez is throwing hard. Upper 90s. I mean, effortlessly. Just no effort. He's just humming in 98-99. That's not exactly the easiest thing in the world to do. Mendez is 0-2. This one's looped through into left for a base knock. It's the old broadcaster's curse. Trey Morgan has his first single of the season. He has his first hit. And the second goes Figuero. And now all of a sudden, hold on. The River Dogs have made it a game, as it'll be Wu Shin batting with two on and nobody out. So Wu Shin will bat with two on and nobody out. Jesus Mendez with his back against the wall in this bottom of the ninth inning, and now Luis Pineda is going to come talk and try to calm his young righty down. Pineda will retreat back to his crouch at home plate, a mound visit for Kannapolis, their first of the day in the bottom of the ninth inning. Not too bad. Just the second hit of the night for Charleston, with Trey Morgan's single through into left. Shin crowds the plate in the righty batter's box. First pitch from Mendez. Loop foul. Straight back off the protective netting. It's 0-1. Shin reaching on a fielder's choice. He also walked in the fourth and stole a base. And then he struck out swinging in the sixth inning against Bryce Collins. 0-1. Wave and a miss when chasing a slider upstairs, and now it's 0-2. Mendez's slider is sitting in the low 90s. That was a slider off the arm of Jesus Mendez at 91 miles an hour. That's big boy velo. Shin sets, 0-2 on the way. Popped up. Who's got it? Second baseman Mora under it. Looks like he will call it. Sanchez can't find it, and he will make the grab right by the second base bag. Sanchez makes the catch to a P6. I think he was trying to trick the lead runner in Figuero, as Figuero was basically right by the bag but not on it, and he would have had to tag up, of course. Sanchez with a little mind game, and said it's just the one out on the P6. So 2-1 and one out, and Angel Mateo will bat. Angel Mateo, center fielder, a pop out, a strikeout, and a fly out. Mendez will set on the bump with the glove of the belly with a look at second. Here's the first pitch. Wave and a miss, 96 miles an hour. Count is 0-1. Pop out, strikeout, and fly out. For Angel Mateo, the center fielder. Mendez looking for the save. 0-1. Grounded. That'll get past the shortstop. Sanchez in a left. Nishida will field. They'll send the lead runner, Figuero, cut off by Hernandez. And Charleston is on the board. They'll get a run on an RBI single from Angel Mateo. They're not going to make things easy, will they? As Figuero will score. To second goes Morgan, and it's still 2-1 and one out for Charleston. Instead, now they trail by three, and it'll be Noah Myers to bat. Sanchez was put in a bit of a tough scenario there, because it's a ball deep in the gap, but you don't want to overcommit and be prone to not being able to hit a cutoff from the outfield. So good heads-up play by Arxie in the field to make the play as Myers will ground this one foul off his own foot. It landed in fair ground back towards the mound. So everyone freaked out for a second, but instead it's just an 0-1 count as Myers fouled it off his own foot. Four to one your score in this bottom of the ninth inning. Charleston has some life. They've got two hits in the inning off of Jesus Mendez. 0-1 pitch. Fastball away, even at 1-1. Tying run is at the plate for Charleston. So Mendez is suddenly in a save situation. Myers 0-for-3 today, a pair of strikeouts and a flyout. As now time called, Pineda's going to come talk to his young righty again. Much to the dismay of the fans here in Charleston who want to see some action. This is part of it, folks. This is certainly part of it. Carlos Colmenares is on deck. Who had an RBI single last night when it mattered. So we'll see what Kannapolis can cook up here. Myers bent at the knees, a slightly open stance. 1-1 from Mendez. Line through up the middle. That's going to get through to center for a base knock. It's just going to be a move, a station-to-station single as they won't send Morgan. He'll go to third. To second goes Mateo, and Noah Myers has a single. That's the third hit of the inning for the River Dogs. And now suddenly bases chuck full of River Dogs with one out. And Carlos Colmenares due up. Blake Hickman's going to come talk with Jesus Mendez, who's now found himself in a bit of a pickle. Blake Hickman's not going to waste his time. Immediately trying to talk some strategy with his pitcher and his catcher, Luis Pineda. Morgan at third, and second is Angel Mateo, and Noah Myers with a single. That's now four hits on the game for Charleston, as this one has suddenly become very interesting. Jesus Mendez, not exactly perfect in his outing so far tonight. He's done his job. Carlos Colmenares will bat. Bases loaded, one out. Mendez will set. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, squirts by Pineda, but it doesn't get loose enough. And it'll be just a simple ball. One-oh count with one out. Colmenares at the plate. Bases loaded and one out. Mendez looks in for the signs. Here's the 1-0. In the dirt again. Pineda can't find it. And it's quickly 2-0. And now there's a little bit of urgency as an arm's getting up and getting loose down the line in left for Kannapolis. Looks like Garrett Wright is going to get up and get throwing. As Mendez is running some trouble. Ballers need two outs. A ground ball would give the ballers a lot of hope. Mendez comes set. 8 seconds on the pitch clock, 2-0. Grounded to second. Might be playable. More a second to one, and that's the only out he'll get. Runner throws the third, and he's diving in safely. As Sanchez threw it to third. Mora had the playable ground ball. He gets the out at second, so it's a 4-6 put out. The run does score, so it's now 4-2. As Trey Morgan crosses the plate, Mateo's in at third. Colmenares reaches on the fielder's choice. So runners on the corners and two out for Ricardo Gonzalez. Ballers need one out. Runners on the corners and two out. Pitch to Gonzalez is in there. Called strike at 99 miles an hour. 0-1 your count. Gonzalez 0 for 3, a line out, a strikeout, and a flyout. Mendez sets with 8 on the clock, 0-1. Another fastball, this time it's upstairs, 1-1. At third is Mateo, at first is Colmenares. 1-1 pitch. Grounded to first. Backhanded effort by Kane. Going to be a tough play. Everyone's going to be safe. Ball is in the infield. And scoring is Mateo. He'll cross the plate. To second goes Colmenares. And it'll be a ground ball from Gonzalez that puts him on. We'll see how it's ruled. I think it's going to be a base hit. Indeed, it will be a base hit. As now Brian Brecker will step in as Mikey Kane couldn't make a clean play over there. It is credited a single to Ricardo Gonzalez. So now it's a one-run ball game. First pitch to Brecker's outside. It's a 1-0 count. Tying run is at second. Mendez trying to hold on. Two on and two out. 1-0 count to Brecker. Here's the pitch. Outside, Pineda snags. 2-0. Garrett Wright is in the bullpen getting loose. Chance of Let's Go Dogs arise from the crowd in Charleston. Mendez is 2-0 to Brecker. In the dirt again, Pineda blocks. And it's 3-0. The last thing you want to do here is issue a walk. Narciso Polanco awaiting on deck. Pat Leland on the top step of the dugout. I would imagine if this inning continues, Garrett Wright would see some action. 3-0 count. Here's the pitch to Brecker. Outside corner, nice pitch. Called strike 3-1. Tying run at second, it is Carlos Colmenares. Winning run at first, it's Ricardo Gonzalez. Mendez is 3-1, fouled off. And now the count is full. 9-0 batter Narciso Polanco awaiting on deck. Should Brecker find his way on? Ballers looking to hold on from a late charge from the River Dogs. 3-2 count, two outs. Mendez sets. Here's the pitch. Looped into right field, coming in to make the play, and it falls in front of Connor. Scoring on the play is Colmenares. Throw comes in, and this ball game is now tied. A RBI single from Brian Brecker. Scores Colmenares. To third goes Gonzalez. And now a pickle. The pickle has been put into play, and now breaking for the plate. They get the tag on the runner. Then he's out. Brecker was dancing. As they say, hold on here. What's going on? Home plate umpire just waved off and said, whoa, whoa, whoa. There was time called. What just happened? Sean Smedley's out to come talk. As they're saying, Brecker took a turn at first and kept running. The tying run scored, it was Colmenares. Gonzalez got to third. Brecker was at first, took a decent lead. And they're saying they got him in a rundown. I can't tell if time was called or not, as the umpires are going to come Chad, and it looks like they are going to turn it over, so it's going to go to extra innings here, as they are going to say it was a rundown. So that would be a 9-3-6 put out of Brecker after the RBI single. What is this ball game, folks? I guess it's baseball. Gotta love it. Four runs in the inning for Charleston. To the 10th we go. Extras when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. It'll be Mikey Kane, Javier Mora, and Riku Nishida.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, Ballers fans, it's Dan Helody, broadcaster, media relations coordinator for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Just reminding you to join us April 9th through 14th at Atrium Health Ballpark for opening week as the Ballers host the Augusta Green Jackets, single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Be sure to grab your tickets and come enjoy the first homestand of the season. Visit kcballers.com or call 704-932-3267. Again, that's 704-932-3267. Free baseball in Charleston as the River Dogs put up four runs in the bottom of the ninth inning against Jesus Mendez. So we're going to go to extras. And the Ballers definitely don't have the momentum right now, but they do have some help. Wilbur Sanchez, who's probably one of the fastest guys in the roster, is the placed runner at second. The extra innings rule in effect, of course. As the runner at second is Wilbur Sanchez. Mikey Kane will bat, Javier Mora and Riku Nishida to follow. As a new arm on the mound for the River Dogs is Seth Chavez, the Rhiney 6'4", 200-pound, 25-year-old. Will take over on the mound. His first pitch is in there for a called strike to Mikey Kane. It is 0-1. Seth Chavez, 6'4", a former Kentucky Wildcat, undrafted free agent signee in 2023 by the Tampa Bay Rays. 0-1. Kane grounds this one through into left for a base knock. Sanchez will round third and head home. No play at the plate. Headed for second and now retreating is Mikey Kane. RBI single, and just like that, the Ballers have their lead back. RBI single for Mikey Kane. Scoring is Sanchez, and now Javier Mora bats with a runner on first and nobody out. Javier Mora will bat as Pat Leland is going to come out. And now Matt Hogan is going to be the pinch runner at first for Mikey Kane. So Matt Hogan enters as a pinch runner after the single from Kane to give the Ballers another lead at 5-4. Mora will bat with one on and nobody out. Pitch delivered. Tap to short. Double play ball. Gonzalez, the second for one on to first. Did he get there? No, Mora slides in safely. Hustle play from Javier Mora, and he reaches on a fielder's choice. That's what you call good old-fashioned baseball, as Javier Mora gets into first on the fielder's choice. In what looked to be a for sure double play, Mora keeps the inning going with now just one out instead of two. Hogan put out on the 6-4 put out, so there's one down in the inning. But now top of the order, Riku Nishida will bat with one on and one out. Riku swings in the first pitch, lifts an eye and foul. It is 0-1. Nishida, what a night. 4-for-4 with a walk tonight. Three singles and a double. He scored two runs as well. Mora at first after the hustle play. Nishida gets a bunt down. What a beautiful bunt. Chavez fields. He's not going to beat them on the throw. And Nishida has an infield single. Make it 5-for-5 with four singles for Riku Nishida. So second goes Bora. Two on for Kannapolis and one out. Albertson Asian will bat. Nishida hits in the first, fifth, seventh, ninth, and now tenth. That's crazy, folks. 5-4-5. Riku Nishida. He's got a huge lead at first as well. Asian takes the first pitch outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Seth Chavez, former Kentucky Wildcat on the mound. Only one outing last year of 3 2/3 innings with the Complex League Rays as Asian swings and misses. It's 0-2. The place runner when we get back to the bottom of the 10th inning for the River Dogs will be Brian Brecker, as he was the last out of the inning. It'll be 9-1-2 due up for Charleston when we get to the bottom half. 0-2, and Chavez kicked his leg and then turned to second. Mora is back in safely. 5-for-5 night for Riku Nishida. 0-2 from Chavez. Asian takes all the way. It is 1-2. One-two count with one out. Here's the pitch from Chavez. A bit outside. Count is 2-2. One out in the inning. Mora at second. Nishida at first. Caden Connor on deck. 2-2. Looped into right center. That's a beautifully placed base hit for Asian. Stopping at third is Mora. And it'll be bases chuck full of ballers as it's a station-to-station base hit. Mora to third. Nishida to second. And Albertson Asian has a multi-hit game now. His second single of the night. And it's the fourth multi-hit game for Kannapolis in the lineup, so Caden Connor will now bat with bases loaded and one out. As now time called. Pitch clock violation on Caden Connor, so an 0-1 count to start the at-bat. Caden Connor is not the friend of many when it comes to the umpires this weekend, at least. He's been a little frustrated. 0-1 to start the at-bat. As Chavez slipped and fell on his rear on the mound. Throwing that pitch, it was in the dirt for ball one. That one ended up short of the plate, and Chavez ended up on his rear. Caden Connor, a double in the ninth inning. Also reached in the first on a fielder's choice. 1-1 from Chavez. Big swing and a miss, 94 miles an hour. Count is 1-2. One-two count. On deck is Arxi Hernandez. Chavez is 1-2. Lifted into left field. Might fall in front of Morgan, but it keeps drifting. Makes the catch for the second out. Morgan's throw in home is not going to be in time. Throwing to third, and he's out. Nishida, not a fan of the call. The runner does score. The run does score. So Mora, the run does count. So it is 6-4, Kannapolis. Mora scores on the play. On the sack fly from Connor. And then Nishida put out on the 7-5 for the third out of the inning. Ugh, don't you love baseball? All kinds of fun. 15 hits on the board for Kannapolis, 6 runs. They lead by 2. We'll be right back after this short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom of the 10th we go. New arm on the way for the Ballers. New arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 6'2", 220-pound, a 22-year-old, a 20th-round pick in 2023 by the Chicago White Sox out of College Station, Texas. Former TCU Horned Frog Garrett Wright takes over. His first pitch is a bit inside in Narciso Polanco. It is a 1-0 count. Brian Brecker, the placed runner at second in the bottom of the 10th inning. Ballers lead 6-4. Over the Charleston River Dogs, they need 3 outs to take the victory after coughing up 4 runs by Charleston. Wright's 1-0. This one's Scott in the left field. Nishida will backtrack a few steps and makes the grab for the out. He'll throw in immediately to third and no runner moving. So an F7 from Polanco. 1 out, had 2 to go. And O'Daly's Peguero will bat for the River Dogs. Garrett Wright will make his first professional game action here. This is his first ever professional outing. And the former TCU Horned Frog, he had second team all Big 12 honors in 2022 as a member of the TCU Horned Frogs. His first pitch to Peguero is hacked and missed, 0-1. A 1 count on Peguero. Reached on a walk to start the whole mess of the ninth inning as the 0-1 is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Pineda. Count is 1-1. At second is Brian Brecker. At the plate is O'Daly's Peguero. Pitch from right of the 1-1 in there for a called strike, 1-2, 95 miles an hour. Trey Morgan, left fielder, awaiting on deck. Garrett Wright on the mound looking for the save. Pitch delivered is low in the dirt. Count is 2-2. Two-two count with one out. Wright's pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. First punch out for Garrett Wright. Not too bad a time to have it. As now Trey Morgan will step to the plate. Two outs and a runner on second. One out is all the Ballers need for a victory. Trey Morgan will bat against Garrett Wright. First pitch up and away for ball one. 1-0 count on Trey Morgan, the former LSU Tiger. Morgan had a single in the ninth inning. One of 5 hits in the inning for the River Dogs. Were able to come back and tie the ball game. 1-0 count, pitch delivered. Morgan takes up and inside. It's 2-0. Kannapolis had 3 hits and got 2 runs in that top of the 10th inning. Pitch delivered by Wright. This one's in the dirt, blocked by the catcher and the Pineda. And now quickly it's 3-0. Three 3-0 count. Trey Morgan trying to get on base for the third time tonight. Excuse me, the fourth. 3-0. Inside corner for a called strike. It's 3-1. Brecker at second. Two outs. Ballers looking for their first win of the year. Right side of the mound, 3-1. Lifted high and foul by Morgan, and now the count is full. And Wright will do battle. Brecker at second with a good lead. Defense playing straight up with the lefty Trey Morgan at the plate. Full count. As now a smart move by Garrett Wright. That was smart. And I'll say why. He came set with 2 seconds on the pitch clock. He had no way he was going to be able to throw that pitch in time. So he stepped off the rubber immediately and looked at second. Brilliant move. 3-2 pitch. Fisted towards first. Grabbed by the first baseman in Caden Connor. And he makes the play. And that is all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Final score tonight, 6-4. Ballers negate a comeback, and they pick up 2 runs in the top of the 10th inning. A nice play all around. Some highs, some lows, some good, some bad, some ugly. It was a game of baseball tonight here in Charleston in the low country of South Carolina. We'll recap it in the postgame show here for you in just a moment. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Final score is 6-4. Postgame show coming up in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. It is 6-4. Your final, Charleston falls to your Annapolis Cannon Ballers.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here. High top Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in at Charleston, South Carolina. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score, 6-4. They beat the Charleston River Dogs here at the Joe in the second game of the season. Ballers, after falling in the first night, come back in what turned out to be an absolutely wild baseball game here in the Lowcountry. Kannapolis gets the job done, and they complete the victory. 6-4 is your final score over the Charleston River Dogs. All kinds of action going on tonight. Early on, it was a pitcher's duel. A lot of non-existent offense. Really, it was just the one run in that top of the first inning that Kannapolis got from a Caden Connor fielder's choice. That was really it. It was very slow early on. Not a lot of offense going, but Kannapolis ended up getting the gutsy win, backed by the pitching staff. And we'll talk about that here now as Lucas Gordon, the 22-year-old lefty sixth-round pick from Texas, 5 no-hit innings pitched. He struck out seven River Dogs in his 5 no-hit innings with 2 walks. He matches Seth Keener's total of 7 strikeouts in 5 innings. He struck out those 7 batters in a total of 9 batters. He faced 9 and struck out 7 in that window of his outing. A fantastic night from Lucas Gordon. Bryce Collins, two shutout innings. It was a no-hitter until the 6th, and then Collins went off a leadoff single from Odalys Peguero. 2 shutout innings from Collins, 1 hit, no walks, 3 punchouts. Nick Altermat with a very clean inning of debut work. In the 9th inning, he got a little messy. Jesus Mendez, 1 inning, 4 runs on 5 hits with 1 walk, surrendering those 4 runs and helping Charleston tie things up. And then Garrett Wright comes into the 10th and shuts down the River Dogs and gets the 1 inning with 1 strikeout here in tonight's game. Final score, of course, 6-4. Jesus Mendez ends up getting the win, 1-0 with a 36 ERA. Chavez gets handed the loss. He is now 0-1 with a 9 ERA. And then Garrett Wright gets the save. He has 0-0 with a 0 ERA. It is his first win of the season. It really was kind of wild tonight. Again, Caden Connor, a fielder's choice. And they got an RBI double in the top of the 9th. That got 2 more runs across. It looked pretty good. 3-0 Ballers. And then Ronnie Hernandez, an RBI single, made it 4-0 Kannapolis. But then a flurry of offense in the 9th inning from Charleston. Angel Mateo, Carlos Colmenares contributing. Ricardo Gonzalez, an RBI single. Brian Brecker, an RBI single, tied the game. And then it ended up getting put out on a bit of a weird play. It looked like one of those like rundown style plays where it was messy. And it sent it to extra innings where the Ballers were able to get it done. Mikey Kane, an RBI single, and hands the Kannapolis the winning run, and ended up being the winning run. It was their 5th. They only needed 5 to win compared to Charleston's 4. And then Caden Connor, a sacrifice fly double play. He lifted a ball into left field, scoring the runner in Javier Mora, who ended up reaching in that inning on a very nice hustle play. So it just goes to show how some of the hustle plays ended up helping Kannapolis pick up the victory tonight. 6 runs on 15 hits for the Ballers. No home runs at all in this entire week so far. 2 games in, no home runs for either side. A lot of small ball, a lot of pitcher's duels. It's been a very interesting series thus far. 18 total bases for the Cannonballers, 6 for the River Dogs. 1 stolen base for Charleston, none for Kannapolis. Kannapolis did leave 13 runners on base. That's a lot of runners left on base compared to Charleston's just 5. But I think some of that is adjusted for the sense of Kannapolis just had so much more offense. They had so many more opportunities to get on base tonight, and they had opportunities with base hits and with walks and with all kinds of offense, especially at the top of the order. And we're going to talk about the top of the order. Riku Nishida, what a night. 5-for-5 with a walk and 2 runs scored. A multi-hit game as well for Albertson Asigan. 2-for-5, 1-for-4 with 4 RBI. For Caden Connor, pretty low batting average of just 111, but he's looked very sharp. 1-for-5, 4 RBI. Multi-hit games as well for Ronnie Hernandez and Luis Pineda. RBIs as well for Ronnie Hernandez and Mikey Kane. Of course, Kane's was the one and then handed Kannapolis the victory. On the other side, Charleston, no multi-hit games. RBIs, though, for Myers, Colmenares, Gonzalez, and Brecker. All of those came in that bottom of the 9th inning. they got to give credit where credit's due. Charleston's bullpen held strong. They kind of kept Kannapolis off the base paths until that ninth inning when Stevenson kind of gave up some runs. Three runs on four hits in the ninth inning from Stevenson. And then Chavez gets handed the loss. One run that was earned. Two total runs on three hits with one inning of work. Another notable stat, Kannapolis pitchers struck out 11. Charleston pitchers struck out 7. Kannapolis batters didn't strike out a ton. They only walked a total of 4 times, though, did the batters. 3 Charleston batters made it on base with a free pass. Time of the game, 2 hours, 48 minutes. Not too shabby for a 10-inning game. And then attendance was 5,067 here in the Lowcountry at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Well, Ballers are in the win column, and it's going to be a good night here as Kannapolis will enjoy the win tonight, but they got to turn it around tomorrow. The series deciding matchup tomorrow, 5:05, your scheduled first pitch. Jake Bockenstedt will make his single-A debut against the righty Owen Wild for the Charleston River Dogs. Again, 5:05. I'll be on the call about 5 o'clock and get you all the details of tomorrow night's action in the series deciding matchup before we get to pack up and we head home for opening night at Atrium Health Ballpark on Tuesday night. That'll do it for us here in Kannapolis. Pleasure to have you join us on the MILB First Pitch app and all of our wonderful friends on the First Pitch app and our free audio stream on kcballers.com. For everyone in Kannapolis and everyone here in Charleston, I'm Dan Elodi saying thanks as always for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight in 10 innings is Kannapolis 6 and Charleston 4. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road, and have a great one, everyone.